Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From beautiful Huntington Beach, California, on the HealthyLife.net radio network, heard in all 50 states and 135 countries, all positive talk radio all the time. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver at caregiverdave.com. Also coming to you live and on demand 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26, count them, 26 global audio and video platforms. iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, too many to name. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast out of thousands on FeedSpot, and number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM. We have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Terrence Harge is an entrepreneur, speech therapist, author, husband, father. He runs homes for adults with developmental disabilities and has extensive experience hiring and working with a variety of agencies and helps tend to the needs of caregivers. And he happens to be sitting right here next to me. Usually my guests are on Zoom, but this is an in-studio guest. We're not sure if we should look at each other or look at you, but we're just going to play it by ear. And I hear my wife, are you eavesdropping, honey, in the background? Boy, pressure. How am I going to do this? But I do want to take this moment and thank my last previous guest, Bryn Allman, trailblazer in the field of aging and founder of Choice Care Navigators, a company dedicated to helping families navigate the aging process. He's dedicated to fostering personal growth, resilience, and authentic living at every age. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews, including this one, on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 26 global audio and video platforms that I mentioned earlier. Enough of that. Terrence, so great to have you on the Caregiver Dave Show. Always like to ask my guests, who is Terrence Harge and why was he placed on God's green earth?
Wow. I definitely see myself as a child of God. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be on assignment. I have a lot of patience. I like helping. I love my family. I love helping people have disabilities and just encouraging and inspiring people in general.
I like to ask my guests, you know, where their passion for caregiving comes from. So explain to me your passion for caregiving. Have you been a caregiver in the past and how caregiving is involved in your present activities and in your job?
Well, I will say, so my wife and I, like I said, are parents to three children. The youngest is now a 17-year-old boy. However, both of my sons were born 2 months premature, and one of them, they were twins, and one of them was only 3 pounds, 10 ounces, and the smaller one was 2 pounds, 5 ounces.
That's pretty dang small.
Very small. And so they were actually in the neonatal intensive care unit for quite a while. They could come home. Then once they got home, the smaller one wasn't thriving. We took them back to the hospital, and that began a long process, whereas he had times where his life was threatened because he was not able to breathe on his own. His lungs were underdeveloped. And so we had nurses in and out of our home. We had oxygen tank in and out of our home. It was a long process.
Officially make you a caregiver.
Yeah, yeah. He ended up getting a trach. So just to hear him we wouldn't hear him cry. Would make the sound as if he was crying, but it was quite a process. And so that experience definitely gave my wife and I a deep sensitivity for people who work with people who have special needs. We became a caregiver.
Did you have both?
We have three.
And the first one was like this? Or?
The first one, actually, that's my daughter. She'll be 21 this year. She, no health issues. She didn't run into that. But the
second one?
Well, the second one was a set. Those were the twins.
The twins.
Yeah, so it was
twins,
two
I
boys.
I missed that word, twins.
No worries.
That must have been very hard. Who was handling it better, you or your wife?
You know what? I was actually very surprised at how my wife stepped up. And because
women
are so incredibly resilient and strong. Because I actually at the time was a speech language pathologist. Mm. And so I was working with people in their mouths and helping.
So you were working with disabled people and all of a sudden you got one.
She did. She would actually orchestrate everything when it was time to change the trach. She had everything laid out. She had it ready. And she really, really stepped up. We really had to work together as a team.
I'm blown away. You know, I always say that God gives, everyone's going through something. God gives everybody the grace to go through what you're going through. As you know, my wife has a stroke. She can't speak or she can't walk. For 27 years, we've been doing this journey. Guy's going through, autistic child. This one, you know, had a child die. You guys are going through that. I don't know if I could do it. But you know what? God didn't give me grace to do it. And I don't think you could do what I'm doing. He gives us grace. They're tailor-made trials. And, you know, he knows what you need to reach such perfection as you can on this earth, vice versa with me as well. Did you ever think that you couldn't do it or you didn't think that God's grace was good enough or I know he promised to get you, he would give you what you needed to get through what you needed to do, but did you ever question that?
There were times it was hard. There were times it was exhausting. There were times we didn't know the next step. There are times I was actually in the hospital with him and I heard families actually lose their infant and pass away. And it was very terrible to hear.
I'm sure the devil would remind you that God isn't faithful and look what happened to them and this and that. He's always there to kind of turn the knife in that he just stuck in your back. And,
yeah, he has a way of doing that. And those experiences can be so traumatic. I remember one Wednesday, I'll never forget the day because, we were at the hospital and they were doing a lot in order to try to save my son's life. And, while we were there, they had a lot of code blue.
And that means
they had a lot of doctors and nurses rushing in order to help
life-threatening
situations, and his oxygen saturation levels kept plummeting because he was struggling to breathe on his own. And so I was holding my wife. We were making difficult decisions, and at a certain point, everything did get better and calm. But I was sitting next to my aunt when the oxygen saturation level actually went down ever so slightly, and I broke down crying. And I'm not a crier. I feel things deeply, but I'm not a big crier, but it was like the whole day all of a sudden just caught up to me that moment. So you never know the trauma you're feeling like in the moment. But thankfully God did bring us out of it and he's faithful.
I admire you. People always say, gee, man, I admire you. And I always say, look, no, I can't take credit. God made me the way I am, my personality, my temperament, my patience, et cetera. You know, I'm just doing what I have to do. If you have to do it, you'd be surprised what you can do. And I'm sure you imagined as you were dating your wife and got married, having your first child, that this would never happen, right?
Never in a million years. But I'm so grateful he brought us through it because people divorced over much less.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I would assume that you are a stronger person as a result of this, or your faith is stronger. You know, I heard someone say that trials like this can either make you better, bitter. Did you have like fork in the road and you say, which way are we going to go with this?
It definitely made me stronger. I was able to see the faithfulness of God. And even in terms of what I do now, it, again, it just makes me know, having gone through the experience, I work with a lot of different families. And so there's just a deeper sensitivity. It's quite emotional just to, have clients move into our home to change their entire life. So I run homes. So technically licensed adult residential facilities. And so, I call them homes. I see it as the residence homes, and, but it's a lot that goes in emotionally just to have them in. And so we accept up to 4 residents.
So it's literally a home.
It is
converted for developmentally, stable individuals. What kind of disabilities are in there?
So we accept clients that, have autism, Down syndrome, intellectual disability, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, any disability that's expected to last over the course of a lifetime. Everybody has their own private room, their co-ed rooms, and we accept people between the age of 8 and 15.
And how long have you been doing that?
Since 2006.
When you married your wife, did she know that you were doing this for a living, or did it come afterwards?
Oh, it came after.
I'd love to hear that conversation about, honey, guess what?
We definitely see it as a calling. We do it together.
She's involved.
She is absolutely involved. And, we know our clients. Many of them don't have any family that are involved. So we're their family, so to speak. We see them on holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving. And some of them have never been out of the home since they've been.
And again, this is not where you live.
Correct.
Home, how far is it from your home?
It's about an hour.
You both work there? Both work together?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What's it like working with your wife? Because my wife and I tried working together, and it didn't work out too good.
It actually works pretty smoothly because she focuses on her skills. She keeps a lot of things stocked up and organized.
You've heard about the grief process, of course. Did you ever go through it during your big trial?
Yeah.
Is the... No, I can't believe it's happening. And then there's the anger, then there's the frustration, the bargaining, depression, finally the acceptance. Any of that go on?
You know, I can't say that we went through that process, but I feel as if we dealt with all those things at different times. We had different kinds of nurses that we worked with at different mm-hmm. times, different kinds of caregivers. A lot of people had a really good heart for our son. So different emotions at different times.
How many homes are out there doing what you guys do?
Well, quite a few. There are quite a few in different counties even. But
so when you had felt like you had the vision and the burden to do this, the burden on your heart, why did you choose on a small home environment?
Well, I was already working for many years, even before we opened the home, as a speech therapist with disabilities. And so it was just a natural progression.
You go to their homes? Did they come to you? Were you in a facility? Or?
I visited their homes.
Okay,
also
so home health care.
Like home health care. But I also did it inside of what we call day programs, mm-hmm. which is a place where people with developmental disabilities may go during the day in order to do different work-type programs and learn different skills.
There are so many different types of things. I want to ask you some more, but we're up on a break, so we'll be right back.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and Caregiver Dave.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hey, welcome back to the Caregiver Dave Show. I'm Dave Nassani. CaregiverDave.com. This is my guest, Terrence Harge. And we're talking about developmental disabilities. That's what you do for a living. It's your passion. Can you share some stories that are, you know, heartbreaking or heartwarming? And because there's so many different types of individuals with different disabilities, are obviously some must be harder than others. Are there others that you weren't ready for? You felt like, my gosh, can we handle this?
You know, I've experienced a lot working with our clients. I sat in a hospital room where one of our residents, he passed away. Who were trying to save his life, but he had a stomach issue, and they did everything that they could. We've definitely had some challenges that we've experienced. One client who had CED during COVID, it was just too much for him. Also lost a client there, but we also have tales of beautiful things. I mean, when you work with this population, they have a way of just brightening your life. They're so grateful for what you and I might consider, you know, the smaller things. So they teach you appreciation, love for life.
Yeah, with Down syndrome as well?
Yes.
Of the above, huh?
Yes, and to be honest, they're people who have Downs are some of my favorite people.
That's what everybody says. They're so lovable.
They are.
One of our pastors had a Down syndrome child, and like they don't have some of the bad things that we learn as we grow up, you know? And I think they're God's special gift. What would you say to people who have discovered that, you know, their child may have Down syndrome or on the autistic spectrum? What are the initial grief that they go through that you can soften that? They say it's not the end of the world, that there's a silver lining around this cloud. I mean, you've been there. You've done it.
You know, being someone who really loves God, and I actually see our homes as a ministry. I feel that God opened every single one of them. He opened the door and he directs. I really try to, faith works for me. I know that some things we cannot explain and we'll never know the answer to on this game, but trusting that God knows what he's doing and he has an answer for our challenges here.
I liken it to a tapestry. A lot of people don't know what tapestries are these days in the age of cutting technology, but tapestry was like a knitting thing, and on the side that you're doing it looks perfect. Turn it over on the other side and it was all hell, chaos. And that's kind of the same thing that you're kind of going through here. What is the best way to minister to these people? I can't even imagine what to do, Terrence, because, you know, I just have one thing to deal with for 27 years. You've got all these people coming in and out. I mean, how many clients have you?
Oh, wow.
That it's, many, huh?
Well, yeah. At least 4 or 5, you know, people who have Down syndrome, they often typically have a lower life expectancy. Mm-hmm. And so I can actually think of 3 or 4 that started with us earlier on. Thankfully, it is longer than it used to be. In terms of life expectancy, but we've seen several leave. You know, I believe in just being honest and saying I don't have all the answers, but God does. And I believe in showing integrity. And with me, I wouldn't allow anything to happen with our residents that I wouldn't allow for my own kids. That's been my policy. In fact, truth be told, they get better care than my own kids, only because we're subject to regulations. You know, people ask questions, why didn't this person go to the hospital? So we do our due diligence to really look out for people we care.
I'm sure they sometimes ask you, why is this happening to you? Or they have anything. Do you have opportunities to share your faith with them?
I do. In fact, I have several clients who like to pray with me every time I go there, and I do it, and I do it, and I do share my faith. And the same way you and I need answers and love and kindness is the same way that our residents do. So if they want prayer and they want to discuss something, it's important for them to discuss what's on their heart as well.
And my audience are mostly burned-out caregivers. 30% of caregivers die before their loved ones do from the stress. And if they're caring for dementia patients, that number goes 40%. And those are the lucky ones, right? Or are they the lucky ones? Because the ones who don't die, they just become sicker than the ones they're caring for, become hospitalized, and eventually need a caregiver of their own. Probably only about 10% of caregivers who are healthy, have a proper attitude, know how to ask for help, know how to first, etc. Have you ever, your wife, experienced burnout just from the clients, or your own kids? Because, you know, nurses probably right up there with caregivers, ones who get burned out the most, overworked or underpaid, and it was just constant barrage of sickness and stuff. How do you deal?
Absolutely have experienced burnout. And it's been something that I've been careful to give encouragement to my staff in terms of looking out for themselves. People can get so invested in caring for other people that they lose themselves. They can lead to weight gain and health issues that may accompany because people just will just eat whatever's there because they're so focused on another person. And I know you've heard this illustration, but it's much like being on a plane. They tell you put on your oxygen mask first before you help the person beside you. You're no good to someone if you're not there. So important that people take care of themselves, even if they're
other people. And even your clients can get down, no?
Absolutely.
With therapies. And you do a lot of therapy with them.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
So how do you deal with their burnout?
You know, their scenario is a lot different from the caregiver's burnout. And you have to realize that their life entails, like, different staff members coming in at different times. So they have to adjust to different personalities and figure out. And we have to be careful to make sure that they get their needs met. So being in tune with them, having meetings to find out what their interests are, what they want, what they like in terms of food, what makes them happy. Going out into the community is a big part of our
community. Yeah, Valley.
Oh, absolutely.
I was gonna ask about that.
It's
kind of boring.
Yeah, it's not. And that's one thing that I encourage that when they come in, because sometimes they come from other environments which seem like it's more of a sitting type service.
Uh-huh.
Our programs inherently take residents out into the community to have them involved, you know, a variety of things, bowling, movies, they go to fair, they go to Disneyland, we've done a lot.
And you all go, there's you and the staff and everybody. So there's
absolutely
shut the place down and go to Disneyland.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Let's wrap on another break.
Star break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now. Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
Go back to the Caregiver Dave Show with my in-studio guest, Terrence Harge. I'm Dave Nassani, and you're the first in-studio guest here.
Wow.
I kind of don't know which way to look because it's, you know, I'm going to have to work on setting up a better system. Maybe we should be facing each other that way. I think that'd be better. But, can you think of, I mean, I'm trying to think of the next question I have, but you're the expert here. What would you like to share with my burned out caregivers that I haven't asked you yet?
Well, you know, I like your population. I like who you speak to because they actually are caregivers. Many years I've heard people ask me about opening adult residential facilities. And to be honest with you, I would be turned off because a lot of people just see it as a business opportunity.
Yeah.
I've personally done everything that our staff does in terms of caregiving and in terms of activities of daily living.
So started at the bottom. You
exactly.
Clean the toilets, you clean up the throw up, and
exactly.
Change the diapers, et cetera, et cetera.
All of it. So I'm a big believer that if you are not willing to do that, and if that's not in your heart, you should maybe not consider that this is a business that you'd want to, because I don't really see it. It's a business. We have to make business decisions, but I see it as more of a ministry.
So even though you're the owner, the entrepreneur, the manager, et cetera, you still get involved in stuff. It's hard if something's going on. It's hard not to just jump in there and solve the need that's going on right now. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There have been many times where I've needed to step in.
So what are the alternatives to these small homes? Are there larger facilities that do the same thing?
They're small family homes, and it depends on people's needs.
When you say a family home, you mean where people live?
Yes.
And so maybe they have an extra room or so for that. How does that work out versus your situation versus the larger facility?
Well, smaller family homes are, they will be families who want to open up their home, like you say. And so that works well for some people. Some
depend on the disability too.
Exactly. Some people need more structure. There may be more behavioral challenges. There may be other things that need to be looked out for.
So when do clients come to you with their child, let's say, and say, you know what? I had to do this for X number of years or months or weeks, and we just can't do it. When should a family consider going in, sending their child or whoever it is to a home? And when would it be okay for them to not consider it?
I really, really like your question. And let me tell you why. Because I've seen many situations where families think that it's in their best interest to keep their loved one at home because they feel like they don't want to abandon that individual. And
guilt.
Exactly. I've seen it lead to the burnout. I've seen it lead to sickness. And so I think, like, our homes are tremendously blessed. And I've seen every single resident we've accepted, they learn skills with us that they did not have at home. None of us really have children with the intention of them spending the rest of their lives, you know, living with us generally. So I think that a lot of times people need to reevaluate whether or not it's really in their best interest to have their loved one at home.
Caregiver's best interest or the loved one?
Both. Both. Because, like I said, the loved one may learn skills, may have independence, they may have their own room. Exactly. And they may grow by being in a different environment. That caregiver, on the other hand, could be using every bit of their energy to look out for their loved one, thinking this is the best thing for them, but it might not.
Like, maybe they're enablers. Maybe they, oh no, let me get that for you. Oh no, 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 no. No, but you're raising an invalid and they're too close. So, horse from the trees. What would you tell those caregivers that are saying, am I, should I do this? Should I not do this? Dealing with guilt, dealing with the independence. My kid's so special. They couldn't possibly know how to, I know all their quirks and all their idiosyncrasies. How do you put their minds to ease that there's a facility out there, regardless of the size, that would be better for both?
Very good question. You want to, I would say, surround it with prayer. But do find out how connected you're going to be with the facility, just in terms of the communication that's going to
be. You're not just dropping them off and going on with your life.
Exactly.
How involved should they be?
You know, that's a good question. It depends on the client, because there are important things to know, like about medications, nuances. Does this person get up in the middle of the night? Will they? It's important things for the home to know early on. But ideally, those things should be kind of released the home, and there should be independence. And I've seen on many occasions where the relationship between the caregiver and the loved one will actually improve because they're not spending all their time trying to meet their needs. They can actually come get them for a weekend, a holiday, and just enjoy them.
Weekend pass.
Exactly. Enjoy them instead of feeling like I have to do everything. I have to set up all the doctor's appointments, order the medication, teach them this, make their beds. When you can give those things to someone else, maybe you can live your life better and actually enjoy the loved one better.
You deal with dementia as well?
We have, particularly with the clients. I think of a couple clients who had Downs. That accompanied the Downs.
Yeah, very similar to caregivers. You know, when a caregiver is dealing with someone, whether it's a parent who has dementia or, you know, Parkinson's or whatever the disease happens to be, and or maybe they're getting bed sores and need to be turned every 2 hours. You know, how do you get sleep when you have to wake up every 2 hours to turn over someone? And how do you tell those people? I deal with this also with my caregiver support group, caregiverdave.com. People are just burned out. I say, you know, have you considered a facility? You know, if it's starting to damage your health, if you're giving up your friends and your relatives and now your job is in jeopardy of, either laying you off or firing you or whatever, then you need to actually consider the benefits, not only to you, but to your loved one. And some of these assisted living facilities are amazing. I mean, when my mother had dementia, we found one for her who was living in her own home. And, you know, it just wasn't working out anymore. She couldn't be alone. She couldn't manage her meds. Me going over there even once a day is not enough. You know, she was 24/7 care. And so I toured the place. I said, oh, my God, this is a nice place. I wouldn't mind living here, you know, like right now. Well, I said, no. But I'm telling you, they have very nice facilities.
This is true. And not only the health and the energy like you mentioned, but, you know, people with dementia, based on what they're going through, may say some very cruel things. And if you're hearing those
things.
Dealing
with that right now, yeah.
Yeah. Hearing those things on a daily basis can break a heart and cause someone to feel differently about their loved ones.
Yeah.
That's very, very difficult.
Damaging. So, I have an aunt, my mother's sister, who, you know, she thinks I'm the devil. She thinks I'm having an affair with the director there. She thinks I'm part of the mafia. She thinks I'm killing people. I mean, where these delusions come from in her head, I have no idea. But, and I know I shouldn't take it personal, but it's hard to want to do things for this person when, you know, part of this voice in the back of your head saying, you're doing that for she doesn't like you anyway. She thinks you're the devil and this and that. But you just got to get rid of those thoughts and say, hey, she's not in her right mind. I'm not going to take it personal. You know, I've been through this with my mother. I should know better, but it's still, I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, and I still have trouble doing this, but you know, God gives you the grace. Any advice for people like that or people like me?
Well, first I want to assure your viewers and everybody else, you're not the devil.
Thank you. I'm not having an affair. I haven't killed anybody and I'm not in the mafia.
None of those things.
In case she's listening. But I doubt.
But I know that's difficult, and I do see you as absolutely doing the right thing to try to give that role to a professional. Who can look after her. But I know that them.
All right. We are up on our last break, so right back. Do not go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
And we're back on our final break. This is Caregiver Dave, my guest Terrence Harge, and we're talking about what he does. How many staff members do you have, right? You have four clients. How many staff members does it take to keep control of those four clients? Are you one of the staff members? Or are you hands off unless you have to?
I'm definitely not hands off.
Okay, so you're saving labor there, Mike.
Exactly.
And your wife is another one.
She is.
So you just have a couple more people, or you take?
Oh, we have a number of folks, you know, because there, it's not just one facility. It's multiple.
Oh. That we're,
yeah.
How many do you have?
Oh my goodness.
That many.
Yeah. At least a dozen.
Wow. Yeah. Well, how do you, are you just handling one or are you handling like all of them, like the manager of all of them?
We work together and make it happen and step in when we're needed.
He needs prayer, so I just keep him in prayer. Wow. And I thought my one caregiver job was tough. You've got
just three. Oh, people.
Okay.
Yeah, the actual staff.
Well, is there anything I need to ask you that would help my Cornell caregivers that I haven't asked you yet? I'm a little overwhelmed at what you do.
No worries.
I really didn't know what you
really.
I knew what you did, but I didn't know to the extent of what you did.
Yeah.
Or maybe I knew and I forgot. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't remember. My RAM is very limited.
You know, I just believe in doing unto others as I was as. I would want it to be done to me. So
hey, that's in the Bible.
It is. So I'm just a big believer. That's why I see this as ministry. I believe in caring for people. And I know that these types of homes have a bad rap for good reason. There are poor ones out there. Sure. So you just have to do your due diligence with prayer too.
That's what I tell people. I say when it's time for a facility, not easy to find one. I'm just looking for a needle in a haystack. But there's things you can do. You can go visit them unannounced and do the smell test, you know, does it smell like urine or does it smell like, hospital antiseptic? Walk down the hallways. Are they being, entertained or engaged? Are they playing, you know, bingo or cards or watching interactive TV or are they just wheelchairs lined up in the hallway and they're staring at the wall like the lights are home on and nobody's home? I've seen, many nursing homes where they bring in the good ones where they bring in, children and sing songs. And I'm telling you, some of these people who were just like, iconic, you know, where, they were just like the lights are on and nobody's home. All of a sudden they come to life. Oh, honey, come here. You know, they may think it's their grandchild or something, but things like that or putting headphones on, letting them listen to the music of their era, you know, like swing and everything like that. God bless you, Terrence. You've got an amazing job and amazing ministry, and you're an entrepreneur. It's not all about the money. You're doing it because you have a passion and a love. And I know you, you know, outside of this, and you're the same loving, compassionate person, and we're in the same men's group together. I appreciate what you do. And your wife does it as well. So how does she balance running the house, raising the kids? Your kids are not adults yet, right?
Yeah, thank God, they're older.
Well, how did she do it when they weren't older?
Wow.
Because you've been doing this how many years?
Since 2006.
That's a long time.
Yeah, women are superwomen. You know, I play chess. You know how that queen moves across the board and the king just moves one space at a time? Let's just say.
What a great analogy.
She multitasks.
yeah, my wife, I call her a cross between Martha Stewart. And she had a stroke, so she lost half of her body. So she can do more than most normal people can do. And she does it with duct tape over her mouth. She can't speak.
one arm and one leg tied behind her back. And people meet her and they're, "Please, you did this?" And I'm like, "Look at all your, she sews, she cooks, she decorates with one arm and one leg tied behind her back." And they walk away saying, "What the heck am I complaining about? If she can do it," my aunt just called me the other day, and she's older and she has Parkinson's, and she's complaining, and she says, "Wait a minute, Darlene can do that, I can do this." And so that's it. We're encouraging one another, right? Okay. How much time do we have left? We have about 3 minutes left. What would you say to people who are looking for a facility and maybe they haven't found the one yet? I mean, are you a candidate at one of your many facilities? Are you local here in Los Angeles?
So we are. We're technically in Kern County, but okay. That's right above
Bakersfield area.
Exactly. Well, not that high up, but right next to Lancaster and Palm.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we only accept regional center clients. Regional center is an agency that works specifically with adults that have developmental disabilities.
We work in one agency.
Exactly. And so I do always do my due diligence. I meet every client, you know, before they come. I assess their skills. I get to know the family to see if it's a good fit for not only them, but the people at the home. And so I'm not one of those administrator just accept any referral that comes in. I think it's important to make sure it meets everybody's needs.
So let's give a checklist. Top 5 things someone needs to consider before they choose a facility.
Whether or not the staff and everyone involved seem fair.
You do that by dropping by.
You
encourage unannounced visits or only appointments only?
I do. I think that's good. All clients, there's a bill of rights, so to speak. Yeah. All clients have rights, and they do have a right to visitors.
Okay.
So you not only want to analyze the staff, but you also want to look at the residents that live there. Do they seem happy? Mm. Are things celebrated?
Walk up to them and say, "Hey, how do you like living here? How do you like the food?"
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if anybody doesn't criticize the food, but how's the food at your place?
Food is good. Food is really good. I do.
Okay,
I do. I love eating with our residents.
My mother used to complain about the food in her assisted living place, and I would come down there during lunch and dinner time. I want to check it out myself. Mm-hmm. They serve me. "Mom, this is delicious. What's the matter with you? This is, here, try it." "No, I don't like peas," you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So what other tips? You got top 5.
So look at the clients, look at the staff, look at the condition of the home. What does it look like from the outside?
Paint peeling on the outside. Exactly. The carpets pulling up the threads. Is a linoleum peeling off?
Exactly.
I visited a place. I'm looking for a place for my aunt, and paint was peeling on the outside, and the tiles were missing. And I said, "Don't you think you should change the tiles?" She goes, "Oh, we're waiting for the insurance claim because there was a flood and this and that." And I says, "When was the flood?" She goes, "9 months ago." Mm-hmm. I checked that off my list right away because that tells me if they can't even, you know, change the tiles, which look like hell, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I can imagine what it's like. My gas station, if the floor's dirty and there's dust on the Frito-Lay, then probably I don't want the pastries and the coffee.
Right.
Any other last minute tips?
Yeah, just find out how much information is going to shared with you. Does it be shared with you? How does it seem like people are obscuring things, or are they open and honest? Are they going to let you know if there's an emergency, if a person has to go to the ER?
Why would someone obscure something? Why would a staff and patients protect legal liability?
Yeah, part of it. Or if something's not done, you know, perfectly or on the up and up, people have ways. It's obscure, unfortunately.
Wow.
But I like to, in my idealistically, I do like to believe that people really do have the best interests of.
Nice we have guy, to be careful. Colonel. Well, I can't believe how fast this hour has gone. How can people reach you if maybe they want to talk to you or maybe have a question or maybe they're in the right neighborhood and the right facility and want to ask you how they can come to one of your places?
Sure. I'm on Instagram. I'm Terrence Harge, TerrenceHarge. I'm on Instagram. Our office number is 661-266-4336.
Right. And remember, everybody, that all our live shows become recorded pod and video casts on your favorite platforms. My number one selling book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times,
It's spreading wisdom all over the world. It's available wherever books are sold, and also on my free membership website, caregiverdave.com, where you can also schedule a free 30-minute initial coaching call about whatever you're struggling with. Anytime the 30 minutes of wisdom from Dave is all it takes to resolve a problem, and it's free. So I also invite you to join my Caregiver Dave Facebook community of 34,000 caregivers. Lots of tools, resources, videos, this radio show, much, much more. Hey, if you click the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this interview on, it helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithms. So again, thank you, parents, and thank you to all my listeners out there all over the world tuning in every time and making us the number one caregiver podcast on the internet. Until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everybody, it's Dave Nassani, otherwise known as Caregiver Dave, and I'm coming to you live from this beautiful Acapulco villa, which I like to say is the perfect prescription for caregiver burnout. And I have a unique opportunity to bring 14 burned out caregivers up here so that they can decompress and do all the things that they need to do. But this is just a bonus. It actually comes with the 6-month Zoom coaching program. It's a one-on-one consult with me, Caregiver Dave, to identify where you are and where you need to go. It's a 6-monthly small group coaching sessions to smash any obstacles between you and your ideal vision of what a caregiver needs to be and caregiver success. You get my 3 free books and instructions on boundaries, grief, self-care, organization, asking for help, learning how to say no,
avoiding burnout, avoiding depression, avoiding perfectionism, avoiding isolation, avoiding resentment, delegation, team building, how to have fun, how to have no guilt, the importance of gratitude, and after caregiving, when you're no longer a caregiver. But this 7-day bonus is absolutely free. It comes with the coaching program that you pay for. And the food is all inclusive. I'm telling you, 7 days and 7 nights here is amazing. This is truly paradise. And I highly recommend it. For more information, go to caregiverdave.com. That's going to send you to my other website. And if you want a shortcut to get there immediately, just go to acapulcodave.com. Thanks again. I look forward to seeing you in Acapulco.
We are a community of caregivers that understands and supports you wherever you are in your journey. We are a place to connect with other caregivers, but more importantly, a place to get practical, actionable help. There are lots of ways for you to get support. First of all, you can download our welcome pack. This will get you started on your Thrive journey. Next, you can ask and get answers to your questions by posting them here in our private Facebook groups. You can also get live online support by attending one of our live weekly Connect webinars. You can get practical, actionable advice by listening to our weekly podcast. You can hear and read other stories about other caregivers' experiences. Plus, add your own in our weekly Share Your Story forum, posted every Tuesday in the Facebook group. You can access essential resources and download practical Thrive Solutions packs, all of which are geared to help you thrive as a caregiver. You can get lifetime access to all of our resources. Again, we are here to support you and help you thrive and to enjoy your life as a caregiver. And remember, this is a place to get hope, not just cope.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never.